How far?
Somebody's legs have just been healed.
Would you go?
Lower back is being healed, thank you, Lord.
To be healed, successful televangelist Benny Hinn claims he can call on God to heal the sick. We took a closer look through a hidden camera. Does he practice what he preaches?
Millions believe Benny Hinn is working for the kingdom of God.
Come out of her!
But not everyone agrees.
They say he's in the business of raising money and spreading his own celebrity.
A mesmerizing faith healer with millions of believers.
The Lord is asking me now to ask him to give you a new lung.
Millions in donations.
He's just a money machine.
And some angry former employees.
What I saw was a big business, and the rich getting richer and the poor getting worse.
We took our hidden cameras inside this world-famous ministry to try to find out more about the money, the tales of healing.
Minister, for your glory.
She had cancer in her lungs.
Oh, she don't have it now.
And the pastor himself.
We seem to be having a bit of a problem with your security detail.
Dateline's hidden cameras go behind the scenes of the Benny Hinn Crusades. When Dateline Undercover, Tales of the Tapes continues.
Maybe you spotted him while you were channel surfing one night, or maybe you were already tuned in. Either way, he is hard to ignore. Benny Hinn, televangelist, faith healer, and appointment viewing for millions of believers. His popularity and his wealth are matched only by the devotion of his followers, many of them desperate for help. Their stories and his ministry play out almost every night in touching real-life dramas. But there are other stories, other scenes, that reveal much more about Pastor Benny, caught on Dateline's hidden cameras. Here's Bob McEwen.
Everyone standing, sing with us, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
He always arrives on stage when they begin to sing the hymn, How Great Thou Art. And whether you measure success in his TV ratings, attendance at his live services or crusades around the world, or the money he raises, he is unquestionably one of the most popular and successful televangelists in the world today.
The multifaceted ministry of Benny Hinn is...
His television show is available around the globe. He attracts capacity crowds at arenas and stadiums at home and abroad. And scenes like this one in his TV studio are a big reason why.
Yes, Lord. Lower back is being healed. Thank you, Lord.
Emphysema is getting healed. We rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Somebody's legs have just been healed.
On television or at his crusades, Benny Hinn promises that wherever he goes, miraculous healing will follow.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the allergies out of you.
Touch! The glory of God is in the studio. We are having a visitation in our studio today as we've been taping these programs. Dear Jesus,
those miracles, Hinn says, can cure injury and illness, even terminal disease.
The healing may happen instantly and may happen gradually, but as surely as God is God, your legs will work again and your body will be healed again.
And according to Benny Hinn, it gets even more miraculous than that.
On the program today, you are going to see a clip of this man who rose from the dead.
Those dramatic claims and his dynamic preaching style have attracted millions of devoted followers, like Carlotta Moore.
When I go to a crusade, I'm going because I need to be refreshed. I need to be renewed. I really need to be revived in my spirit.
Moore says she also watches Benny Hinn's TV show every day.
The Bible speaks of spiritual fathers. That is my spiritual father. He's a leader, and he is a mentor.
And he is a master fundraiser as well. So along with that devotion comes money, a lot of it. Though Pastor Benny denies it, estimates of total ministry revenue exceed $100 million a year.
Now you can make checks payable, of course, to Benny Hinn Ministries.
Benny Hinn insists his only mission is to preach the gospel, save souls, and heal the sick. Born in the Middle East, raised in Canada, and modeling himself after this faith healer, the legendary Catherine Coleman.
We rebuke this demon of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus.
Benny Hinn started the church in Orlando almost two decades ago. By 1999, he'd left Florida, building his ministry's administrative headquarters in Dallas and his TV studio in Southern California, where he now lives.
The devil cannot touch you.
Hinn's claims of miracles have made him immensely popular. But those healings, combined with his ministry's enormous wealth, have also triggered scrutiny of a different kind.
I say he's in the business of raising money and spreading his own celebrity.
Ole Anthony heads the Trinity Foundation, a Christian watchdog group that examines the workings of television ministries. The organization operates on donations, grants, and sales of its magazine and tapes. Ole Anthony himself has been highly critical of television preachers who don't divulge the details of how they raise and spend their money, especially Benny Hinn.
We've gotten most of the complaints lately from Benny's organization and Benny's followers. That became our focus. We've been following him intently since 1993.
Dateline asked the Trinity Foundation to provide access to, among other things, documents and videotape it's collected about the Hinn ministry. We reimburse the foundation for its costs.
The fire of God, my brother, is going to go through you. Deliver your people from demonic powers. Deliver them from sickness, from disease, from oppression. It shall go.
And we also went looking for some answers ourselves. For almost 2 years, Dateline sought permission to videotape Benny Hinn's crusades to see how this affluent television ministry really works. Eventually, we were allowed to bring our cameras to this one crusade in Atlanta. But the ministry made it clear we were only permitted to tape the first hour or so. Then, after Hinn's entrance, a few hymns, and some saving of souls, we were told to stop. So in order to try to find out what really goes on behind the scenes of the Benny Hinn ministry, we attended a number of other crusades and walked in right through the front door with everyone else. Only this time, our cameras were hidden.
We're going to take you to several Hinn crusades where people come by the thousands, the healthy, the hurting, and the very sick. They arrive with hope and unshakable faith that Pastor Benny can call down a miracle just for them. Once again, Bob McEwen.
Welcome to the Hampton Coliseum. Wheelchair seating, please enter on left-hand side.
At least once a month, somewhere in the U.S., 50 or 60,000 people attend one of Benny Hinn's two-day crusades. Over the past 2 years, we followed Pastor Benny around the country to Hampton, Virginia, Las Vegas, Buffalo, and a few cities in between. At each of the crusades we attended, the faithful began to arrive hours before the service. And so did we, with our hidden cameras. But even when you get there early, the best sections are already taken, reserved for major donors, church VIPs, and at the back, for the disabled and those in wheelchairs. In Buffalo, we found our seats high up in the bleachers and began recording the service in the middle of that noisy crowd with a hidden microphone and camera. The script, Benny Hinn's tried and true formula, was always the same. And it always started with the music. There's an orchestra, a heavenly host of local church choirs, and an all-star cast of Christian headliners. The crowd's emotional temperature seems to rise as they anxiously wait for Pastor Benny, Ole Anthony of the Christian watchdog group The Trinity Foundation.
It's organized more closely than a political convention. There's this repetitive music, there's the mood lighting, there's this whole arrangement of waiting and waiting and waiting until he comes on stage. The band is playing How Great Thou Art, and then the process starts.
Once he arrives on stage, Pastor Benny preaches, prays, and spiritually tends his flock.
If you mean business with God, he means business with you.
At a Benny Hinn crusade, you can't help but notice the faith of his followers and how much they appear to believe in him and his healing message.
The impression one gets being among that crowd is that whatever is happening down there on the stage, however it may or may not be choreographed, these people have come because they truly believe.
There's no question that the people that are there have a strong belief or a strong want to believe. And so they respond.